You are listening to remoteoffice.fm, weekly co-working show episode number 15. I'm your host, Lima Hayati. Our guest today is City Manager of Fishburners. Fishburners is Australia's first and largest co-working spaces, founded in 2011 by Mike Casey of Great Connection and Peter Davison, the first investor in PayPal. Enough from my side, let's hear more from Henry Weaver.
Hello Henry, how are you?
Yeah, good. Yeah, I'm very well. How are you?
Good. Okay, let's continue. Could you tell us about your background and your contribution at Fishburners?
Okay, cool. So my name is Henry Weaver. I am the city manager for Fishburners. My role is really to look after four things. It's member acquisition, it's member onboarding, and then I look after the sponsors that we have in terms of acquisition and the relationships that we have with those sponsors.
How's the Fishburners started? Who's founded?
It's a good question. So Fishburners is actually Australia's first and largest co-working space. So we actually started in April 2011. That was 6.5 years ago. Two guys founded it. So Mike Casey of Grad Connection, who still sits on the ground floor, and Peter Davison of, well, he was actually the first investor in PayPal and did a couple of investments in Pinterest and a few other things. They got together in our pub in Ultimo. It's introvert meets extrovert. You do not put these two people in the same place, which I find very interesting. And they essentially hit it off. And essentially Mike wanted cheap office space for his startup, and Pete genuinely just wanted to make friends. He was living with his dog in Canberra and was like, right, just exited out of these two really successful startups in terms of a VC, and went, right, what can I do next? And building a community was that thing. So that was 6 years ago. Pete D took the top floor as a guarantor, and they filled it with 35 desks. It was very much, here's your glass desk, here's a drill, build it yourself kind of thing. There was no team. And it was very much started as a member-driven community, and it's grown from then. So that's the story of how it got started.
So is it non-profit or?
Yep. Yeah.
The funding?
So Fishburners is non-profit. So Optus actually helped us expand into our level one facility back in April, or back in 2011 actually. And year on year through corporate sponsorship, we've taken the whole building. It differs in terms of how they get involved. It's subsidizing desks. It's actually getting involved with the startup. So we've made a number of connections. So NAB, we've made a good connection with Easy Companies to deliver a product a few years ago. And then the third sort of way they get involved is perks and discounts. So Google offer now $20,000, or actually up to about $100,000 with Google Cloud Credit. AWS offer $7,500 US dollar. Dropbox offer Dropbox for Business for 12 months free, that kind of thing. So there's plenty of ways that we try and increase that interaction in terms of events, programs that we run. But it's good that we're a non-profit. It means that we can focus on why we're here, and that is to inspire more people to create startups and inspire more people to hire and not work in corporate and build out the next biggest idea, right?
Is it just for local startup, local founder, or the immigrant, like expat founder can apply?
I think startups are now a global. So look, we're very multicultural in what we have in the building. I think it's looking at startups in Australia, they don't focus on Australia for long, right? It's 25 million people. There's more kangaroos in Australia than there are actually humans. So I think as a market, it's a very good test market. So we get a lot of people that are looking at Australia as a test market, but they always go global. Yeah. In terms of what we have in the building, it's a very wide variety.
So everybody can register to Fishburners.
Yeah, as long as they're working on a scalable tech product or platform, they'd be let into the community.
How's the co-working development in Australia in general? And impact to fish burners?
Yep, so I think it's huge. So back 6.5 years ago, we were the only one. Now I think there's over 100 co-working spaces in New South Wales alone, right? So that's a huge growth, and it's definitely a growth period. I think how that affects fish burners, I think it's only a good thing, right? So fish burners' main objective is to inspire more people to create startups. If that means there are more co-working spaces, that's only a good thing for fish burners. I think fish burners has been very much always a word of mouth. It hasn't really... It's definitely, I think it puts a spotlight on entrepreneurship and innovation. But I think it's only a good thing from a fish burner point of view. The more competition, I mean, there are more startups, which means more luck. There's just more spotlight on the space, which I think Australia in general needs.
I know it's the majority or demographic of founder at fish burners is from tech startup. Is there any like sort of blockchain or others category?
Yep. Typical. So we're industry agnostic and technology agnostic. So we focus on scalability as the requirement that we look at for fish burners. So can they obtain a large market share in a short amount of time, or can they grow through technology and automation rather than headcount? We've got probably 7% fintech at the moment. We've got 10% two-sided marketplaces. We've got a number of blockchain businesses coming through the building. We had a splurge of AI about a year and a half ago because that was the biggest thing that was coming out.
There's a facility in there for VR or...
So we've got a couple of VR businesses. So we've got a business called Now VR or Relax VR, that they're now called. And they're actually featured on, do you remember Daydream being launched?
Oh, yeah, Daydream. Yeah.
So they were actually featured as one of the top products on when Google Daydream launched, which is
so working
cool.
From the way. Fish burners.
Yeah, I could see him. Yeah, I could see him right now.
What strategy to get new member coming in?
Yeah. I mean, it's been an issue. It's been an interesting one for fish burners over the years. Being 6 years old, we were the only space doing this sort of thing, right? So word of mouth has been by far our biggest sort of our referral in terms of people coming into the space. Now, ironically, we've just hired our first director of marketing and communications, which is a huge thing for fish burners. and a thing that we probably need as an organization, where we need to think like some of the startups that we have in our building, right? And I think hiring out those sort of key positions is something critical to the success of fish burners moving forward. We're looking into a lot more of that sort of the marketing functions of what we can actually achieve. We run a lot of events.
Startup weekend.
Yep, so we did Startup Weekend a few years ago. Let's put it into perspective. We ran 593 events last year.
When you held the Startup Weekend and the winner coming in, is are you helping the winner to get funding because fish burner is co-working with incubator, so are you helping the founder to get funding?
Interesting. So Fish Burners is a tech co-working space, right? So we've got 176 startups and about 330 members. What the beauty of Fish Burners is its founder entity, and there's always someone 6 months ahead. What that means is when you walk into a building, there's that natural incubation and natural acceleration that just happens with those sort of numbers. We do a number of events that help startups through a journey. So we do lunch group on a Wednesday where they're just the idea is that they just connect. Then we do a Learn from a Burner or Learn from an Expert, which like a few weeks ago we had Ramp Sand in. They were doing a session on early stage VCs or early stage investing. Today we had a time management learn from a burner by one of the members. Last week we had a finance one. The week before we had a marketing one. So it's, we do a number of events that are very much based around what are the challenges for an early stage startup. And essentially, that's how we like to run things. Our output is very good, but I think that's down to the fact that, like, you've got a large number of people coming into the building that are all invested, all got that common denominator that they're invested into startups and they want to work with a startup. And I think that's a large success of the building that people share, people help out the people that they're sitting around with. It becomes a very close-knit unit.
Okay. What's unique selling point of Fish Burners?
It's undoubtedly 100% the community. So Fish Burners is above all else a community. It's a place where people come for that instant accountability and instant feedback. It's something that is derived through everything that we do here at Fish Burners. If people just want a desk space, we'll offer them, right? Well, there's a library that's free, or there's WeWork down the road. And you come into Fish Burners to connect with like-minded individuals. And I think that's the main reason why we get a lot of people coming back to the space or coming into the space, because they've either been working in their garage for the last 6-12 months, not talking to anyone, or they've just come out of uni and they've got this bright idea and they want to come into a community where they can sing about it and shout about it and get that instant accountability and instant feedback. I think the USP of Fish Burners has been for the last 6 years and will always be the strength of its community and the strength of the startups inside it.
Interesting. And what do you see from Fish Burners in 10 years? Or 5 years?
Oh, now 5 years I know. So interesting, I was actually in the North Californian wilderness a week ago. And it was the first time I meditated, right? So I'm not one to meditate. I always think that I'm in my, I'm in control of my emotions, all that thing. But we did this workshop where we had to sort of really work out what our inner values and what our inner priorities are. And we did this journaling exercise and it was, okay, where do you see yourself in it's 5 years time, what's going to be the challenge and what support do you need? And it's like, in 5 years time, I want to, you know, like I did the personal stuff. It was, okay, well, I want to be financially stable. I want to be married to my partner. But then I also want to make Fish Burners the cornerstone of the Australian economy. And I think that is definitely an objective of mine and the team's. I think that's where we see ourselves going. We want to be a cornerstone of an ecosystem that is thriving and growing. And that's where I think we should be aiming to end up.
It's really nice talking to you, Henry.
Perfect.
It was nice co-working story from Henry. You can follow Fish Burners on Twitter at Fish Burners, FishBurners. Likewise, you can also follow us at Remote Office Co. Stay tuned for the next episode with Hacker Paradise.